You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, live in the Subaville studios, I have Omaha Area Director, Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you this morning?
I'm having a fabulous morning. It was a wonderful commute to Subaville today. I didn't even have to scrape the driveway or anything to get out. I'm ready for winter to be over.
Yeah, I think a lot of our listeners would agree with that. Unless if you're a listener in like a tropical paradise area, good for you. We still have a bunch of snow just piled up. And like even my road to Subaville Studios still has ice on it and stuff. So, but this will make everything like greener, right? Because there's more water on it.
Sure.
Sure. We'll go with that. You know what we should have done is we should have had the Oscar music ready to go.
Oh, I can probably put that in if you want.
Okay. So it would start playing now and I'd be like, oh, I guess we should actually start talking about the topic today for the podcast, right?
But that, let's do that.
That fits into it. Okay. So we're not going to talk about the Oscars, but we're going to use the Oscars as an example. What we're going to talk about today is testimonials. And with Member Extravaganza right around the corner, I thought this would be a great topic, and for education coordinators, share this with your chapter so we can really hone in on those testimonials. And the reason that I bring up the Member Extravaganza is it's very common that when we have a lot of visitors at our chapter, that's when the testimonials really come out. Have you seen that, Ray?
Everybody loves to talk about how much they love BNI and everybody else in their chapter in front of everybody that's there to see them that day. It's like they like to shine that spotlight on other members, and I love to see that happen.
I do too. But what can happen from a president standpoint is you can lose a lot of time if people are giving those longer testimonials, if everybody gives a testimonial. We time our weekly presentations, but we don't time the referral and testimonial part. And there are some members very comfortable to say, I've got two referrals and Ray, you did a great job on that project, and boom, they move on. And that's good. That's good. But if you don't have that referral, you want to give that testimonial. And we've talked about the power of a testimonial, but today I want to focus on actually the timing of it. So I have some facts for us today, Ray.
Oh, I like facts and trivia.
These are, I know you like trivia, but you don't like playing it with
me. Don't make me compete, man.
Yeah, he's very competitive. Okay, so in 1942, which I didn't know the Oscars, they've been going on for a long time. But in 1942 was the longest Oscar accepted speech, and it ran 6 minutes.
I'm thinking your Oscar acceptance speech would be quite long the way that took.
I agree. You know, I would have a lot of people to thank and probably stumble over words. So I should have written it down. See, that's the trick, right? Ah. So then after that, the Academy said, listen, we don't have time for this. I would assume it would have been live then, right? Like it's live now. Mm-hmm. So that's about that time that they put that 45-second timestamp to it. And I did not look this up, but my wife told me this, so it should be true, right?
Always believe what your wife tells you,
that's,
right?
That's how life goes well in the Subaville world. So they started the timing now from when your name is announced to when you get up and then to when you walk off stage. So your time doesn't start when you get to the microphone. It actually starts once you stand up from your seat. Because I think what was happening is there were many celebrations going on, and that would take time, and then I've seen people fall as they're going up the steps and things like that. So they realized that time was important to keep it on track, to keep it on track. So the whole point of this is the same concept in your meeting. You need to be conscious of how long your testimonial is to keep the meeting on track. Once again, if you have a lot of visitors or if maybe you had a longer education piece that day or something on those lines, you want to be able to help the president keep the meeting flowing. So you need to respect the time that you're doing on there. But Ray, what's the best way to be effective on your time?
Well, the same way you do it for your weekly presentation, Brandon. You practice it. You think about what you're going to say before you stand up and say it. Maybe you write it out or at least have a really strong outline of what it is you're going to say, who you're going to talk about, exactly why they're awesome. If you have that in mind before you stand up to open your mouth, it's going to go a lot smoother. It's going to go quicker. And it's going to carry a lot more impact if you're prepared as well. I know we've done a couple of podcasts, like you mentioned, on the impact of the testimonials. I would definitely say go back and listen to that for the material. But if you're prepared and ready and know what you're going to say, you're a lot more likely to get through it smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Smooth. I've not been very smooth today on the podcast, I feel.
How prepared were you, Brandon?
You know, it's funny. Probably more prepared than others that went smoother because I have my notes here and I had to look up the facts and everything. But yeah, the more we prepare, the easier it is to present and stay on track. I think when we wing it, be it your weekly presentation or, gosh, anything we do in life, you trail off. I mean, I trail off anyways, even if I was prepared. But you trail off, or you get yourself caught in a rabbit hole and you're talking about things that maybe aren't even related to that testimonial anymore, but you just kind of found your path down there. So writing that out, being prepared with it. And if you're going to write it out, and I've said this before, put it on some letterhead and hand it to the person so that they can use it for their advertising. They can use it for their marketing so that they have live, real testimonials from professionals that have used their services or have had people that they've referred to use their services.
And while you're doing that, you can go ahead and copy and paste that text and put it in either like a Google or Facebook review as well. But that will give that extra mileage as well.
Oh, and let's add one more mile. You can put it into BNI Connect.
Oh, yeah.
You are connected with everybody in your chapter in BNI Connect, and you can go to their profile and put in a testimonial. If somebody searches them through BNI Connect, then globally, they can look at those testimonials. So when we talk about the testimonial leading to a referral with the strength of it, well, be it written in BNI Connect, you may find that somebody outside of BNI Heartland even will use your services because you have that testimonial in there.
Cool.
So that's going above and beyond with your testimonials. So respect the time, write it out, be prepared, and then give it to the person to use on all different platforms. Put it on their Facebook page, put it in BNI Connect, give it to them with your letterhead, all of that. These are all fantastic ways to utilize your testimonial. Now, this isn't on our list, Ray, but I do want to talk about this because you kind of mentioned it. What about testimonials for BNI?
I love it when people talk about how awesome BNI is. But again, you want to make sure that you have a plan in mind when you're saying what's awesome about it. Because if everybody kind of goes through and uses the same sort of phrase, it loses a little bit of impact. So,
I like that point. Yes.
Yes. So if everybody's doing that, especially like at a member extravaganza, yeah, BNI has been awesome. It's helped me build my business. Have a little story, have a little something, have a little punch to give it some pizzazz when you're talking about that. That preparation will be key for something like that, especially at those visitor days when you're trying to make that great impression. If everybody tells that little bit of story of why BNI is great in their testimony, other than, yeah, it's really helped me out, it's going to carry a lot more impact.
Right. And once again, we go back to the visitor day. If you have 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 RSVPs, right? You probably want to choose 4 or 5 members, or maybe only 3 members, to do a BNI testimonial specifically. And these would be people that would prep for it. But then I also think these would be people that have the good data, their numbers, to say, look, I joined BNI 2 years ago, and it's resulted in 45% of my business for this year. Or even if you can give a number, give a number.
If somebody can hold up that app and show, hey, here's what I've got. There you go.
Yep. We've had a few members now do that just to share on their social media what BNI's done for them. And they've used it as an inviting tool, which I think is very good. Okay, Ray, I know when we were prepping for this, you had kind of one final thought. So I wanted to keep it for the final thought.
Ooh, I get to be the final thought with this?
So go ahead with Ray's final thought. Not that that's a thing, but maybe we can make it a thing.
It's not anything really deep or secret or anything here, but really, one of the things that I have noticed in my chapter visits and as I've gone around is the tendency for people, when they're giving that testimonial, to maybe rapid fire 2 or 3 or 4 different people sometimes into that testimonial side of things. Oh, yeah, you did a great job presenting today, Andrew. I really love what you had to say. Hey, John, you did a great job on my car. Hey, Fred, you know, the things you did with my landscaping were awesome. Hey, Julie, I really wanted to thank you for the massage I got the other day. By the time you're going through all of this, nobody's really getting anything out of it. I would suggest, really, if you have that one testimonial, plan it, stick to it, make it one little bit. We talk about this with our weekly presentations. You have that, least common denominator thing, that one item that you focus on. think of your testimonial a lot in the same way as you are preparing for your weekly presentation. Have that one person you're going to say, figure out something really strong you want to say about them, and that's really going to hit when people hear it.
Plus, I think you're less likely to go post on Facebook to write it out, put it on Connect, if you literally have to do it for 10 people.
Right.
So if you spread that out, and why not give 10 testimonials in 10 weeks? I think that'd be an awesome goal to have. On top of all the other activity you're doing.
Yeah, you're there every week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, every week. Unless it's a snow day and all that, but we've talked about that.
And here comes the music again. Imagine.
Yeah, right. I wonder how many times you're going to edit the music into this. Okay, so, and for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you want us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for riding along with me on this one. And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.